severely reproved and morally squashed the miller when she was 5 and he was 50, divided her porridge with singing birds, denied herself a new nankeen bonnet on the ground that the turnips did not wear nankeen bonnets, neither did the sheep who ate them, who plaited straw and delivered the dreariest orations to all comers at all sorts of unseasonable times. So unwieldy young dredgers and hulking mudlarks were referred to the experiences of Thomas Twopence, who, having resolved not to rob, under circumstances of uncommon atrocity, his particular friend and benefactor of 18 pence, presently came into supernatural possession of 3 and 6 pence, and lived a shining light ever afterwards. Note that the benefactor came to no good. Several swaggering sinners had written their own biographies in the same strain, it always appearing from the lessons of those very boastful persons that you were to do good not because it was good, but because you were to make a good thing of it. Contrariwise, the adult pupils were taught to read, if they could learn, out of the New Testament, and by dint of stumbling over the syllables and keeping their bewildered eyes on the particular syllables coming round to their turn, were as absolutely ignorant of the sublime history as if they had never seen or heard of it. An exceedingly and confoundingly perplexing jumble of a school, in fact, where black